Amr Hashem Chasida v'haydel zeicha katsha. Sing to Hashem, you pious ones, and acknowledge His holy name. Zamar Hashem Chasida says Rashi, al masha asali, that which He did to me. Ki chaylam atem lechasas b'yishetiv lachem. V'afilu atem shurim b'tzar al tiro'u. Sometimes it's possible to cover up that which Hashem does for you. Realize that even if you're in pain, there's no need to be afraid. The Radak explains, all chassidim, all pious ones should really sing and thank Hashem for this. What? He will forgive anyone that returns to Him. The person who's pious, even if they've done a sin, even if it's a big sin, Hashem will always take them back. Yashiv lakel b'lev of Shalom yikablenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always take him back. Ibn Ezra explains, because David was a chassid, as the pasuk says, "Titin chassidecha, chassidei David." He explains whatever will happen to David will also happen to other chassidim too, or other people that aspire to be like David HaMelech. Shem Shoval Hash is just so classic, so beautiful. The experienced demonstration of Hashem's greatness, which led to the building and the erection of the house of Hashem, is actually a charge to all people to give themselves entirely to Hashem with complete devotion of self. That's what Chassidim is. Those who give themselves to Hashem with complete devotion. And really, this is the spirit and significance of every offering offered up in the house of Hashem. All Chassidim, all of the Hashem's pious ones, are called upon to draw near to Hashem with thoughts, emotions of joyous exaltation, voiced in song. Our house of Hashem is not dedicated to contrition or feelings of despair and brokenness. No. It's not about being a broken person. Grief, sadness, and thoughts of death have no place in the Beis HaMikdash. They don't pass through the threshold of the sanctuary. Rather, what's going on here is the joy of a serene, God-orientated life that the Beis HaMikdash brings to fruition. Haydi b'zeicha katsha is referring to Hashem's four-letter name, which is Hashem in His eternal readiness to create and grant a new future to all. It's to the service of His name, which we pronounce, Aleph Dalet Nanyad, the Hashem Adnas, that every breath of our life should be dedicated. Acknowledge that this principle, to which the sanctuary is consecrated, has also proven its power in daily life, and that you wish to comply by faithfully, loyally dedicating to every breath you shall henceforth draw on earth. This is what it's about. It's about serving Hashem with joy. It's recognizing that, yeah, every breath of our lives, every breath can potentially be an act of praise to Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash is meant to bring us to that awareness, but it's not just about the Beis HaMikdash, it's about our lives in general. To loyally dedicate ourselves to Hashem. And that's why the next passage says, for a moment in His wrath grants life in His favor. Weeping will tarry for the night and joy will come with the morning. Explains Rav Hirsch, for the ways of Hashem are nothing but gifts of life and joy. And really even the saddest hours of our lives are just birth pangs of a future day of sublime happiness. Hashem's anger is just to make us more worthy of an eventual favor of life itself. So even if we weep at the darkness of light, we have to realize there will be a biker afterwards. There will always be a coming dawn where we're going to rejoice even when initially we've been crying.